Now, we have five pianists. They're each going to play a couple of songs. I think some you will recognize. Others, we'll let you know the names, but a lot of these are songs, a number of them that you've probably heard before, at least a couple. And we're going to begin with a boy from the Morningside section of Pittsburgh. We'll talk with him after he plays. His name is Colin Heathcott, and he's 5 years of age. That was beautifully done, and Colin's going to make his way over. Noah Casto is going to be next, who's from, Dean Robbins is going to be next, who's from Dormont. Noah's still a couple ahead, but Dean is going to join us in a minute. But Colin, have a seat where Dean just got up, and you can put on some headphones, and I'm going to turn on your microphone. Any color's fine. And let me just put this microphone a little closer to you, and you can sit all the way down, so that way you'll be right in front of the microphone. When did you start playing piano? Have you played for a long time since you were a little boy? Have you been taking lessons for a while?
Yes.
And what is the most fun part about taking piano lessons?
Playing the songs.
And when you play, do you have what do you think about when you play? Do you think about the music, or do you ever think about anything else as you're trying to get each song played?
Thinking of the music.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Who would you like to say hello to?
Grandma.
Your grandma, and who brought you here today?
My mommy.
And is there anybody else you would like to say hello to? Do you know what you might like to be when you get older, when you grow up? Have you thought about that at all?
A policeman.
And why would you like to be a policeman?
Because I like police cars.
Oh, have you ever been near a police car? Or inside of a police car?
Mm-mm.
But they're nice. What do you like about them?
Because they have sirens.
Yes, the sirens are nice. And they make a lot of noise, though, don't they? Well, it's nice to talk to Colin. And Colin, we're going to talk with Dean Robbins in just a minute. And Dean is 9 years of age, and he is from Dormont. And now we'll take a listen to him representing Pittsburgh Music Academy. Beautifully done. And that was Dean Robbins, who's 9 years of age. Lucinda Mortimer is going to get ready to play, and Dean will sit down where Lucinda was, and Dean pulls out his chair, he puts on some headphones, and I'll adjust his mic just a little bit. That's good. And hello, Dean. That was good. How long have you been playing, taking lessons?
5 or 6 years.
You're quite good. Where do you go to school?
Our Lady of Grace.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, my parents outside.
Well, that's good. And anybody that might be at home listening, or
my dad, I guess.
Well, great. What do you like about playing the piano?
It's just fun because you can play a lot of things, and I like a lot of the songs.
Have you tried to write your own songs ever?
Yeah, I've tried.
And how is that when you write them? Do you write?
It's kind of hard.
Yeah. Do you write down the notes, or do you just try to play by ear when you write your own songs?
I play by ear when I write my songs.
What else do you like to do besides piano?
I like to make art.
Ooh. And what are some of your favorite types of materials to work with?
Paint and, like, reuse recyclables.
Oh, what do you do with recyclables?
I make, like, little buildings out of cardboard boxes.
Neat. And what do you do with them after you make them?
I, like, use my little Playmobil guys and make them go in there.
Well, that sounds great. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And now, next, we have Lucinda Mortimer. Lucinda is 8 years of age and is from Peters Township, and she's ready to go. That was very nice. That's Lucinda Mortimer. And in just a moment, you're going to hear Noah Casto. He'll get ready to play. Noah is very St. Patrick's-y today, too. I might add, he's got a St. Patrick's Day hat and also shirt. But Lucinda's really well attired, too. I like your sweatshirt. It looks really, I like the color, and it's a sort of a purplish color. How are you this morning? Let me get your microphone on. You played very, very well. Who brought you here today?
My mom.
And would you like to say hi to anybody listening at home or anybody else who might be listening?
My grandma.
Now, I'm curious what else you like to do besides playing the piano. Do you have any hobbies or things you like to do in your spare time?
I do Girl Scouts.
Well, that's nice. What troop are you in? Where do you meet? You're in Peters, Peters Township, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done any activities lately with Girl Scouts? I know the cookie sale just ended. Were you selling cookies?
Yeah.
I figured probably. Have you had a chance to go on any outings with the Girl Scouts or do anything special?
Yeah.
Tell me about something you did.
Like, for the cookie money, we saved the money too because we're going to sleep over at the Pittsburgh Zoo.
That's going to be fun. I've been to those. And when you sleep over there, you get to kind of watch the animals wake up. So it's really neat. That should be a lot of fun. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you grow up?
I want to be a veterinarian.
How come?
Because I like animals.
Oh, that sounds like a very nice thing to do. Thank you, Lucinda. And now Noah Casto is 7 years of age. He is from Mount Lebanon. And Lucinda, I meant to ask you where you go to school.
Pleasant Valley.
Thank you. And Noah is going to play a couple songs, and then we'll speak with him. Here is Noah Casto. That was very nicely done. That's Noah Casto, who's 7 years of age. And finishing up our segment is going to be Chloe Black, who is our oldest player today. She's 10 and from Hopewell Township. But first, as she gets ready, we're going to say hello to Noah. Noah, that was some pretty impressive playing. How long have you taken lessons?
I think about 3 years.
And do you like playing?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like best about playing the piano? It's kind of a
playing the songs.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird question. Some people really like figuring out. It's kind of like solving a code to figure out what the notes mean. And sometimes it's just fun to play them. Have you ever tried to write songs?
Yeah, right now I'm kind of working on one right now.
What's it about? Or can you tell me a little bit about it?
I named it Allegretto because, like, in book one, there is, like, an Allegretto 1, Allegretto 2, so I just made my own song and called it Allegretto.
That's nice. How's it coming along?
Good.
Good. Would you like to say hi to anybody who's listening?
My grandma.
And who brought you here today?
My mom.
And have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
A composer.
Very good. Well, you're already starting, which is good. I was curious what school you go to.
Howe
Elementary. Got
yeah.
It. In Mount Lebanon School District, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been to Jefferson. I haven't been to Howe. And, you know, I never did ask Colin. Colin, are you in kindergarten this year or are you starting coming up in the fall? Are you in school now? Where do you go to school? What's the name of your school?
Montessori Center Academy.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that with me. I wanted to be sure you got to say the name of your school, too. Now, Chloe Black is from Hopewell, And she has several songs that she is going to play. And it looks like she's all ready. Here's Chloe. Chloe Black from Hopewell, and we're going to talk with her in just a moment. Everybody did so well, and I meant to compliment all of you on adjusting to the piano that we have here today, which is different than the piano you're used to playing. And I know for me, if I sit in a different radio studio or drive a different car or am in a different place, it always takes a while to get used to things. Chloe, how long have you been learning to play piano?
2 years.
You're great. Where do you go to school?
Raymond Christian School.
And you live in Hopewell. Now, it's a little different for you in that you decided to learn to play piano when you were about 8, I guess. What got you interested in doing that?
Well, I've always wanted to play it whenever I was little, but really never really had the time to.
Uh-huh. And so how's it been going so far? Because sometimes it's a little harder to learn when you're a little older, as opposed to some of these guys started learning when they were 3 or 4.
Well, it's really fun.
What's fun about it?
It's just fun to, like, play the songs. Whenever you get through, it's like... just like, yeah, a great feeling.
That's great. I really admire all of you. We're playing like a really great steady tempos or appropriate tempos for the music. I think sometimes there's a tendency to rush, especially as you get near the end and you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And everybody sounded so good. Would you like to say hi to the folks who brought you here and anybody listening at home?
Well, Kiki brought me here. And I'd like to say hi to my best friend, Acacia. She lives in Dubai now.
Oh, and hopefully she's listening online. Are you able to text or email her?
Sometimes.
Great. Well, hopefully she'll hear this online. And have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
I want to do something with animals because I really like dogs.
Oh, great. So maybe you and Lucinda can open up a veterinary practice together. Do you have any pet dogs?
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Duke.
Duke. Excellent. Would anybody else like to say anything that maybe they forgot to say or meant to say? Yes, it's we have Colin, or not Colin, hang on, that's Dean who just raised his hand. Hey, Dean.
I wanted to say what I was going to do when I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be a museum curator.
I'm sorry I forgot to ask you that. That's an interesting job. What makes you interested in being a museum curator?
I love museums, and I just love going to the exhibits and seeing all of them.
Great. What do you like about this museum?
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Is there an area that you especially like?
I like the attic.
Yeah, I like the attic's fun, too. Very good. Thank you for sharing that with us. Did anybody else want to say something that I may have forgotten to ask or that you meant to say? Well, I will say thank you, and I'll thank Kiki for from Pittsburgh Music Academy for creating some great musicians. And I hope you'll hear yourself online and enjoy what you heard. And I hope to see each of you back again someday, too. Take care.